allowed him to teach some of them, some of the other people how to read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now they were all up in Lincoln County then.
Right.
They were this is on both sides.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's all a Lincoln County family up until. Let me see. And then your husband, you say he's 9 years older than you. That makes it
7 years
older than you. Okay. I've got that. I can figure that out later. My math is awful.
Was it 21? He's born 21, I think. I always get that confused. He was born on 20th of February, and it was in 1921.
Well, what about, let me see, what about his, is he pretty active in business affairs, or is he in politics or anything like
that?
He
is not in politics. He doesn't have time. That requires a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his family, his father came from Norwood, Georgia.
Mm.
Jewel, up before you get to Henry. It was Warren, just up south of Warren County, going west. His mother and her family came from Columbia County, right up at Martinez. On his mother's side, they've always been very thrifty. He had an uncle who lost both children. One was a pilot when blacks were not doing this. They were college graduates. He was killed in Italy during the war. He had a daughter who was a college graduate from Talladega, down Alabama. She was asthmatic. But he owned 89 acres of land out on Wenserspring Road. And when he sold it for $75,000, which was a giveaway, he only got to enjoy $25,000 of the money, and that was to build him a house right on Heard Avenue now.
Uh-huh.
A nice little brick house, because he did not choose to take it in one lump sum because of tax purposes. So he had it spread out over a period of about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Need to know what you're doing with that kind of stuff, don't
he
you?
He has, most of them are dead now. All of his mother's sisters and brothers, with the exception of two, they're long-lived people too. He had an uncle who lived on Heard Avenue. It's just a little section of Heard Avenue, right at Heard and Central. Sometimes when you pass by, you notice where the mobile gas station, there's a vacant lot that was owned by his mother, and there's another house, and across the street there is a brick house, and another house, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's about 6 black families.
Hmm.
He has an aunt who, is interesting. She lives in Utah, but she has quite a bit of property in Detroit and in Chicago and Los Angeles. She worked for them. Was the gentleman who was a big stockholder in one of the airlines. It seems as if it was United Airlines, but she made the first sandwich to serve on the plane. But he was killed in one of his planes, too.
Oh, really?
And both are dead, but there is a daughter who's out in Utah, and she's out there. Of course, she's married. Johnson is married. I talked to her about 2 weeks ago. She wants me to come there so bad. Now, my husband has a brother